As the old saying goes, if you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. But if you give him a Berkey system, you give him the ability to obtain purified water for a lifetime. This year, when giving Christmas gifts, instead of unwanted trinkets, give a meaningful and substantial gift. Berkey systems are ideal for every member of your family, especially the young ones in college. Unlike other water filtration systems, Berkey purifiers are portable. They require no plumbing, and the elements don't have to be replaced every 4 to 6 months. Perfect for anyone on a tight budget. And more importantly, if there's an unexpected emergency, your loved ones will be prepared. That's because Berkey systems are able to purify raw, untreated water. Check out our Christmas specials at BerkeyWater.com. With one of our quantity specials, you not only get a discount, but in one stop, you can get gifts for the entire family. That's BerkeyWater.com or call 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438.
Well, Dr. Stan here at the Genesis Communication Network, coming to you from the hills overlooking beautiful and picturesque Monterey Bay and bringing you the news behind the news, the story behind the story. Hoping to convince you that reality is usually scoffed at, that illusion is usually king. But in the battle for survival of Western civilization, it's going to be reality, not illusion or delusion, that will determine what the future will bring. And I need to remind you the views that are expressed here are not necessarily those of the owners, management, staff, sponsors, or supporters of the station you're listening to. They happen to be my views, and, well, for the next hour, they're going to be the views of Dr. Dennis Cuddy, who, as you know, has worked within the Reagan Department of Education, taught at the university level, and worked for corporations, and certainly he's testified before Congress, done all sorts of fascinating things, but, of course, he's my favorite researcher, written a number of books, and writes regularly for newswithviews.com. Dr. Cuddy, thank you so much for being with us. Are we going to talk about the importance of today?
Well, we were going to conclude with my part two of Falling Away and then look at the 8th anniversary of 9/11.
All right, Lynn. You just pick up and run with the ball.
Okay. The last time I had been talking about the falling away, referring to the biblical passage about toward the end times there would be a great falling away of the people from the faith. And I was quoting a person who's a liberal, Lee Siegel, talking about Obama and how Siegel actually supports Obama's health care plan, but he said there really is this aspect of euthanasia in there. And he was then investigating where Obama is coming from, and he said it's that University of Chicago Law School milieu that he comes out of. And what you have to remember is, once again, there's usually a Rockefeller involved somewhere. And the Rockefellers endowed the University of Chicago and John Dewey and others many, many years ago at its beginning. And one of the leading professors was a Professor Strauss there. He was sort of the guiding light of the neocons who we have in the government today and recently during the Bush administration. And then Strauss was somewhat enamored of Machiavelli. He didn't, you know, agree with everything, but he was a particular devotee, to some extent, of Machiavelli as the background. And what I had then proceeded to was how a question of how can we explain a moral people, they call themselves very moral, but yet they do or allow widespread, engage or accept widespread immorality. And I had been talking about Lewis Carroll's works, Through the Looking Glass, because the only way to really explain what's going on is that things are actually, many things are the opposite of what they appear. And I had given specific examples of Humpty Dumpty and the Red Queen and so on. And one reason I was doing that is saying there's a lot of similarities between Lewis Carroll and his works and Obama. And so I was suggesting perhaps there should be a new book called Barack in Wonderland or Obamaland. And President Obama envisions himself as a great world leader of change. He keeps talking about change and great world leaders. And one reason he does that is because his mentor, Saul Alinsky, And his works referred not only to people like Moses, Martin Luther, Jefferson, and so forth, as others, and others as great leaders of change, but also he included among them Robespierre, Danton, Garibaldi, Lenin, Castro, Mao, and others, a bunch of revolutionaries. And you have to remember at the front of Alinsky's Rules for Radicals book is an acknowledgement to Lucifer. And Alinsky keeps referring to change. And how this all applies to Alice in Wonderland is that Alinsky actually quotes from Alice in Wonderland. He says, in Alice in Wonderland, this character, Tiger Lily, explains about the talking flowers to Alice. And Tiger Lily points out that the flowers that talk grow out of hard beds of ground. And in most gardens, Tiger Lily says, they make the beds too soft so that the flowers are always asleep. And Alinsky continues with his quote, saying, it is as though the great law of change had prepared the anesthetization of the victim prior to the social surgery to come, end quote. And that's what we've had for about at least a half a century in the U.S., this sort of numbing of the people, their ability to think, their consciences, and so forth, which has resulted in what the title of my two-part here is, This Great Falling Away. And the people are pretty well oblivious to what's going on. Obama has proclaimed the need for a change, for example, in our healthcare system to solve a crisis. There's always a crisis that these people have to deal with. In this case, it's a crisis of rising costs. And he hopes, President Obama hopes, that while there may be some resistance, he thinks a majority of the people, including primarily the uninsured and underinsured, will support what he's proposing. And that fits with Alinsky, too, because Alinsky in Rules for Radicals said, quote, any revolutionary change must be preceded by a passive, emphasize that word, passive, affirmative, non-challenging attitude toward change among the masses of our people. And so that's what the conditioning process over the past half a century to a century has been about, to create this passive, non-challenging attitude on the part of the people or sheeple or whatever you want to call them towards the power elite's goals, whether it's, you know, national health care or whatever it is.
But, of course, this is totally subversive. We
right.
have a constitution. If they don't like the constitution, they want to centralize all power in government, they should amend the constitution. Otherwise, they are subversives. They have put people in office who knowingly swear to uphold the law of our land, the constitution, and then intentionally violate it. And they're financed by this subversive element. And nobody wants to call them what they are, subversives and traitors to our country.
Once again, they, prior to that occurring, they created this passive, affirmative, non-challenge. I mean, even before Alinsky. Alinsky just gave words to the thing. But what they did, following in the early 1800s on through Auguste Comte and so forth, was this concept of positivism. And it entered the judicial system in the late 1800s. So by the early 1900s, you had Oliver Wendell Holmes and Felix Frankfurter and a bunch of these positivists who said, well, the Constitution means whatever I say it means. And that's why I referred to Humpty Dumpty back in the middle 1800s. All of this stuff, you know, has been planned in advance. Lewis Carroll with the Humpty Dumpty was saying words mean whatever I say they mean. So they were preparing the people, conditioning the people through children's stories, you know, whatever, cartoons, you know, whatever it is, on TV, radio, whatever, for this attitude. So that by the time Felix Frankfurter and Oliver Wendell Holmes come along, just, you know, subverting the Constitution, the people say, ho-hum, you know, yeah, okay, I learned that in school. I guess that's okay. My teacher gave me an A on the paper I wrote about, whatever. So they're constantly doing this. And so what we've entered is this Teilhardian, Teilhard de Chardin that I mentioned at the beginning of this series, his future that he talked about, where this elect, or power elite, as I call them, were borrowed from Edward Bernays, and he fits. He's the sort of father of public opinion, and as you know, you and I have talked about in the past, in 1928 in his book Propaganda, what he did was sort of at the end. It was actually sort of the end. He wasn't like announcing something. He was saying, okay, here's the way it is now. He said they would, quote, manipulate the organized habits and opinions of the masses, constituting an invisible government. You know, forget the Constitution. And he said, which is the true ruling power of the country. Bernays continues, he says, in almost every act of our daily lives, whether in the sphere of politics or business, in our social conduct or our ethical thinking, sees everything, we are dominated by the relatively small number of persons. And Bernays concludes by saying, it is they who pull the wires, you know, like puppets, which control the public mind, that's us, who harness old social forces and contrive new ways to bind and guide the world. Not just guide the world, bind and guide the world, end quote.
And that, of course, is on the first page of Edward Bernays' book, Propaganda, published in the 1920s.
1928.
Right, okay.
I hear
I guess we're going to have to go to a break when we get back with Dr. Dennis Cuddy. You must understand that this is all planned. Nothing is happening by accident. We'll be right back.
Most Americans are iodine deficient today because they stopped adding iodine to our milk and to our flour, and only about half of the salt that's consumed in the United States today contains iodine. So Radio Liberty has produced a four-tape or a four-CD set that discusses the health benefits of iodine. We also offer Iodorol. It contains 12.5 milligrams of iodine per tablet. And we also offer potassium iodide tablets, a little protects your thyroid gland in case there's a nuclear attack. So if you'd like to order these products or obtain additional information, why don't you call 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927. Or go to our website at RadioLiberty.com. That's RadioLiberty.com. Once again, our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927.
Good day, Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, August 31st, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $954.70. A one-ounce gold coin can be purchased for $981.95, $490.98 for a half ounce, or $245.49 for a quarter ounce. That's $981.95, $490.98, and $245.49.
How is it that we, the people, grow the cotton, weave it into fabric, engrave the ink, embed the strips and fibers that protect it from counterfeit, then cart the money off to a privately owned bank to have it lent back to us at interest, forcing us to pay taxes to service the debt? Is this capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when he said, a central bank issuing a public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a silver dollar inside of a book that explains how the monetary system works. Call for your copy, 1-800-686-2237. Isn't it time to understand the system? Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Now you can upgrade your existing gravity filter to remove chemicals such as trimethylenes, atrazine, benzene, chlorine, chloroform, and MTBE to below detectable limits. Black murky elements are so powerful, they remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and transform water, even raw, stagnant pond water, into delicious crystal clear drinking water. Nitrates, nitrites, radon-222, unwanted heavy metals like lead, mercury, and aluminum are no problem. Foul tastes like chlorine and obnoxious sulfur odors are removed without removing the healthful and beneficial minerals that your body needs. Black murky elements flow 1.5 to 2 times faster than ordinary gravity elements, which means it takes much less time to filter your water. Supercharge your gravity filter today. Upgrade to black murky purification elements.
Get a 2-pack, only $99, or a 4-pack, only $188. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at murkywater.com.
Detoxify. You are constantly reminded how important Detoxify is to cleanse your body of dangerous toxins. You are also being reminded that it's important to detoxify safely, and not all products will provide safe and effective results. It's time to clear the air and clear your body with safe and effective Keeler Max. With the help of Nutriodine, Keeler Max will help your body to remove heavy metals, toxins, and chemicals. The liquid zeolite formula, Humic, helps to remove chemicals, toxins, and fluoride, bromine, and chloride. Add Malignablot to stimulate these to detox and anti-cancer protection. protection. Green Tea Supreme to bind ionic toxins and protecting DNA and membranes. And Nutritrala to recycle all fat and water-soluble antioxidant cellular protection enzymes and molecules. Healer Max and Dr. Bill's Oral Detox is available now by calling 888-212-8871. That's 888-212-8871. Or order online at NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Your source for the most powerful nutraceuticals and wellness protocols from a doctor you can trust.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network, and certainly our guest is Dr. Dennis Cuddy, and so you pick up the story there, please.
Okay, we were just looking at Edward Bernays, and it's important for your listeners to understand that Bernays is just not, you know, some ivory tower type writing some book just for a few scholars. He, in that same year, 1928, that his book Propaganda came out, was hired by William Paley, who was beginning CBS at the time. And Paley hired Bernays as his chief advisor. And Paley was one of those early CFR members. So this isn't, you know, some idealistic leftist having some wishful thinking. This is a guy, Bernays, who's actually in a position to implement what he's talking about.
And he certainly did. He was the one who was hired by the American Tobacco Company to get women to smoke, you know, and to substitute, have those little phrases like, have a smoke, not a sweet, have a smoke, not a sweet. And he's killed millions of women, cancer of the lungs, now the second largest cause of death in women. They didn't smoke until Edward Bernays was turned loose on them. He was the one who convinced us that we could put, you know, a poison in the water, rat poison, a fluoride product. And he was the one who pushed water fluoridation to control cavities in adolescent children. Go right ahead.
Yeah, and there's always some sort of, you know, accomplice in the government. In that case, it was the public health fellow, Oscar Ewing, who got him into that. He's always getting into a position to actually implement these things. And what do they call those things? It was freedom fires or something. They told the women these cigarettes were freedom something or others. You know, he was appealing to their sense of, you know, I am free now, I am liberated, following, you know, those 1920 songs, in olden days, a glimpse of, you know, anything goes now in the 20s. And so he was appealing to this sort of early women's lib movement by using these catchy little phrases. Also, I remember just as another aside, I think the late 30s, early 40s, and I put this in my book, The Globalist, Pall Mall had a regular cigarette which had a white package and a red bullseye, and they were coming out with a menthol version, which would have a green bullseye. Wait a minute, I don't know. I forget. I think it was Pall Mall. It may have been another brand. But anyway, it was a cigarette brand. Lucky Strike. Lucky Strike. I think it was Lucky Strike. And what happened was Edward Bernays was hired to promote this. And so he literally went to the garment district in New York and paid them to make the fashions for the next year red and green, which they did. They came out, you know, with the new fashions for women and so forth. Hey, get your red and green dresses and combination, so forth. And so when Lucky Strike, here I am back to Lucky Strike, I guess it was Lucky Strike, rather than Pall Mall, it sold. It sold very well. The menthol went over because it was part of the fashion, not just red but green, so on. So he was involved in a lot of these things like that. In terms of today, the same sort of thing goes on. He was talking about those who pull the wires which control the public mind and so on. Once again, individuals are facilitated into key positions, and it doesn't matter, you know, whether it's Republican or Democrat. For example, if you look at Kissinger and Associates, you had under President Bush with the Iraq War, you had Bremer, you know, the mastermind of that debacle, you know, disbanding armies and so forth and so on, a Republican. But then under Obama, who do we have? The only person who can save us? Well, Timothy Geithner. Once again, Kissinger and Associates. So, you know, that's how they do. They get their key people in these prominent positions, strategic positions. About 40 years after Bernays came out with Propaganda. There was another book by Roderick Seidenberg. It was published over there where I went to school at UNC in Chapel Hill, and it was called Anatomy of the Future. And Seidenberg at that point was explaining how there would be this master race of what he called administrators, and they would control the masses of people, quote, by the ever-increasing techniques and refined arts of mental coercion, end quote. And that's important to understand. As I mentioned many times in the past, the power elite often doesn't come at you in a Hitlerian fashion, you know, we will do this or, you know, we will kill you and so on. They often have these crises. They create situations. The public reacts, oh, my goodness, save us, you know. So the way they do this is they manipulate, that's the word Bernays used, they manipulate the public into actually demanding what the power elite has for them in store all along. So it's not like the power elite's forcing something on them. Well, you know, you wanted this. I mean, you asked for this, people. So here it is. We've saved you again.
Well, I think it's no more beautiful example of that would be the current swine flu. Oh, my goodness, you know, swine flu sweeping the world, pandemic,
right.
You know, millions of people are going to die. Well, actually, a little less than 3,000 have died all throughout the world since this thing started. But, you know, the children are going to, my goodness, don't you know that 80% of the children who've died, 80% of them had other serious illnesses, but there's only 36 children who've died. And 80% of 36 children, that means about 7 normal children have died here in the United States of this terrible, dreadful flu. And that's why we've got to vaccinate, you know, 70 million school children, you know, and boy, if we don't do it, why, imagine all those children dying out there, 80% of a something or other. They make up these statistics, they frighten us to death, and you can see it on radio, you hear it on radio, you see it on television. Every single night, the most beautiful example I can think of recently of how you condition the minds of the American people to go along with the preconceived government plan, which could very well destroy the lives of millions of children. Go ahead.
Well, that would further their population control initiative. I remember it was very, very rare that teenage girls would become pregnant about 40, 50 years ago. But they went running around saying, oh, you know, look at this. These teenage girls are getting pregnant, so we have to have comprehensive sex education, K through 12, for everybody. You know, this massive program because a few teenage girls had gotten pregnant. Same thing with global warming. Oh, my goodness, you know, look at global warming. Well, when you look at it, we've talked about in the past, I think there's like 1,200 monitoring stations. And this one fellow has his own web, I think it's called surfacestations.org, actually took the time to go and look at about 800 of the 1,200 monitoring stations and found out most of them were, you know, by some sort of asphalt where the sun was bouncing off of it right onto the temperature gauge. So, you know, it's like, yeah, it's a surprising, you know, we're not melted by now if they use those things as gauges. So, anyway, yeah, they stack the deck and they use statistics and so on. But back to Seidenberg, the key is this refined arts of mental coercion, and these are the things that have led to this widespread falling away from a belief in terms of values as to the necessity of adhering to all, not just most, but all biblical principles, for example, against fornication. And the starkness, I think, for your listeners can be brought home by something rather specific in the Bible. You have hundreds of millions of people around the world claiming to be Christians, and they, or most of them, believe we're saved, you know, or they got a, if they're not fundamentalists like saved, once saved, always saved, they have a pretty good idea that their acceptance of Christ, they're saved, they're going to heaven. But actually, the opposite is true if you look at one statement in the Bible, and that's what's really alarming.
Hold that thought. We'll have to get back to that when we get back right here at Genesis.
Why are you letting that search engine spy on you?
Spy on me?
Yeah. Don't you know Google, Yahoo, and other search engines record all your searches and store them in a giant database? You should use StartPage instead.
StartPage?
Yeah, StartPage.com. The new name for IxQuick, the world's most private search engine. They don't record your searches or your IP address, and the search results are great. Plus, StartPage is third-party certified, and it's totally free.
I don't want Big Brother watching what I do on the internet. I'm adding StartPage to my browser.
Right. Go to StartPage.com and start searching with privacy.
This is privacy expert Dr. Catherine Albrecht. We're all creatures of habit, but there are some habits you need to break if you want to hang on to your privacy. That's why I'm inviting you to take the one-week Start Page Challenge. The next time you're about to look something up on Google, Yahoo, or Bing, go to startpage.com instead. Try 7 days on Start Page and break the Big Brother habit, just like I did. I switched to Start Page and never looked back. Do yourself and your privacy a favor. Try startpage.com for 7 days and start protecting your privacy.
Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Did you know that millionaire, entrepreneur, businessman, and your congressional candidate, Robert Beatles, wrote a 72-page book on how to become wealthy? It doesn't matter if you are poor or wealthy. This book is for you. The book tells you how to create and protect your wealth, and it's called Here's What You Do. You can buy it for only $6 at hereswhatyoudo.net. That's hereswhatyoudo.net. Again, hereswhatyoudo.net. Buy it today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Are you tired of hearing that a cure for cancer is coming, but it will be available sometime in the future? At Lays Med Inc., the future is here. Now it's cancer's turn to die with our patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can kill skin cancer and breast tumors of any size and many other types of cancer without adverse side effects at our outpatient facility. We offer a real solution using real science. Our unique approach to cancer treatment is what everyone has been waiting for. A simple, easy way to eliminate the threat of cancer. Laser technology at its best. To receive an information pack, call our treatment center at 501-255-0528. That's 501-255-0528. Or visit our website at LaysMedInc.com. That's LaysMedInc.com today.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
Well, Dr. Stan back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Dr. Dennis Kenny, and we do carry a number of his books, certainly his books on mental health, his book on the road to socialism, his book A Conspiracy, Secret Records Revealed, his book on certainly the timeline of the New World Order in education, and has over 2,000 quotes there. You need to have these quotations at your fingertips. You need to understand that they have readily admitted what they're up to. They're up to the destruction of Christian civilization. That's what they want. They want a new feudalism. Dr. Cuddy, you go on with the story.
Okay. In terms of feudalism, I've talked about that in the past, and I will in the future. This particular falling away is talking about the values, especially the biblical values that we used to have, and now in perfect synchronization with the last days, the Bible talked about a falling away. And so I was saying to your listeners before the break, the most stark way one can present this is to say, on the one hand, you have hundreds of millions of people all over the world claiming to be Christians, believing they're saved or going to heaven. On the other hand, though, remember the Bible said only a few will be saved, chosen or saved. And I mentioned that in part one, but I'll give the sources again so your listeners can check this. It's Matthew chapter 7, verse 14, chapter 20, verse 16, chapter 22, verse 14, and Luke chapter 13, verse 23. In all of those places, it says only a few, uses that word, few will be chosen or saved. And so compare that to the hundreds of millions. There is no way you can fit hundreds of millions into the word few. So what you literally have is, if you went to all the churches, all the Christian churches, what they tell you is, yeah, well, it's our congregation. We're the ones to say all those others are you know, going to hell. But the fact is, you know, that can't be. That can't be, because, I mean, with each of them saying, we're the ones, we're the ones, we're the ones. So the way to look at this is, this must be that falling away period where there's this massive delusion of people thinking they've been convinced somehow that they're saved when they're really not. And that is an extremely scary thought. And so that's why I say we're entering this Teyardian future. And to paraphrase what he said, Teilhard said, quote, the universal horror, end quote, of Satan will smile upon the rest of us, quote, and then take them in his more than human arms, end quote, to hell forever. Remember, in his more than human arms. Teilhard's not talking about the arms of a person, the more than human arms. This is the demonic force that will take them to hell forever when they think they're going to heaven. They think they're saved. And the reason, of course, is, as I've mentioned in Matthew 25, the last verse, which preachers all over the country avoid like the plague. I mean, they'll talk about Matthew, but they avoid that final one. Now, that's the part where Jesus is saying, whenever you saw one naked or hungry and didn't feed and clothe, you did it to me. The point there is, he's speaking to people who believe they're Christians. You know, they're very sad. Lord, Lord, when did we see? You know, they're very distraught at this. And his final statement is, you people, not atheists, not Sadducees, Pharisees, but you people who call it saying, sincerely, saying that I'm your Lord, you people are going to hell forever if you can do this. And his point is, if you can literally walk by, just as one example, this isn't the only example, one example, if you can literally walk by someone who's begging for food and say, well, I've got, you know, this important religious meeting to go to, or, you know, somebody else will come along and help you. If you can do that, the message Christ is giving, if you can do that, then your acceptance of me is not complete. It may be 99%, but it's not 100%, and that's what's required. And I think that's the great delusion out there, which is part of this great falling away. And so I conclude this article, this part two of the great falling away, by saying, collectively, Americans should have remembered and lived according to the biblical principle that, quote, righteousness exalteth a nation, but sin is a reproach to any people. So this applies to nations, too. This applies that the Bible deals with nations as well as individuals. And that's Proverbs 14, verse 34. And then individually, Americans should remember that in all moral decisions, in all of them, it should not be, quote, my will be done, which is what Eve was saying in the Garden of Eden, but rather it should be thy, God's will be done, end quote. And so that's a good thing to remember. Whenever you come up to an important decision, a moral decision, whatever, you know, don't say, what do I want here? What do I think? But ask yourself, you know, what is God's will? regarding this decision. And oftentimes you'll find out it's sacrificial. A lot of people, and as I mentioned on the list of people who go to hell forever, are fornicators. A lot of people they say they love someone, but what they fail to understand is love is often sacrificial. Parents love children. The parents want a new car. The children need clothes. The parents forget the new car. They get the clothes for the children. Love is very sacrificial. Today, unfortunately, you have a lot of this selfishness. A young man or woman will say, well, I like so-and-so because of how they make me feel. That's not the way it works. The husband should be thinking about the wife. You know, what can I do for her? How can I help her? She wants to go to a concert. I want to see the ball game. I forget the ball game. I go to the concert. I sacrifice because I love her. Love is often sacrificial. That's why Jesus said on the cross, no greater love hath any man than to lay down his life for his fellow man. Everything he did was sacrificial. He could have done, all sorts of wonderful things for himself, but he didn't. That's why he was there, washing the feet of the apostles. And Peter said, no, don't do it. He says, if I don't do this, you're not getting to heaven. And so Peter, overreacting as usual, said, well, wash everything, from head to toe, wash all me. But the point is, real love is sacrificial. Today, unfortunately, especially in the area of sexual morality, that's out the window. The sacrificial nature of looking at the other person, thinking of the other person, what's best for the other person, regardless of what you as an individual want, that's been abandoned. It's now, she makes me feel good or whatever. This is what she can do for me, and so on. And so that's all part of this conditioning process, the sort of the words of the 60s, what's in it for me? Look out for number one, the me aspect to it, which is the opposite of what Christianity actually is. And so that's unfortunately where I think we are in terms of the end times and this great falling away. And so now this is the 8th anniversary of 9/11. And the latest article I have on News with Views is that title, 9/11 8th Anniversary. And I want to preface it by a couple of things, though. First of all, everybody looks at Obama and says, oh, look, openness, change, wonderful Bush, reactionary, right-wing and so forth, and covering up all the 9/11 stuff and so on. Well, all of you fine liberals out there, if you think Obama's so wonderful, why hasn't he opened up all of these answers to questions we've been asking about 9/11? I mean, there must be many, many videotapes outside the Pentagon, which would show that plane, this huge plane, going in that teeny-weeny little hole somehow. Why didn't you just release one of them? Maybe from the gas station across the street. I think the FBI or Secret Service went over there and grabbed their videotape, not just the Pentagon government stuff. They were grabbing everything. Surely out of, the 10, 12, 20 tapes all over the place there, they could let us see one of them, one of them, just to quiet the conspiracy theorists. Obama could do that, but he doesn't, does he? No. That's because he's part of it. He's part of this whole thing. This is just like Oklahoma City. He could do the same thing. He could release one of those tapes showing who else besides Timothy McVeigh, but he doesn't.
No, I'm afraid that President Obama is controlled by the same people
right.
who controlled George Bush and Bill Clinton in the first Bush administration and the Reagan administration. We'll be back in just a moment with Dr. Dennis Cuddy. Have you made preparations to look after yourself and your family in case there's a national emergency or a terrorist attack? Well, I want to tell you that the government's looking after their people. In fact, plans have been made to protect people of high-ranking position in government, but they're not making any preparations for the average individual, so you're going to have to look after yourself. If you'd like information on long-term food storage, if you'd like information on the other items you would need in case of a national emergency, why don't you give us a call of 1-800-544-8927. That's 1-800-544-8927 and ask for the emergency food catalog. We'll get it right off to you, and we'll get the items shipped directly from
Ready Reserve Foods. That's 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You're going to have to begin making preparations to look after yourself.
We all need to prepare ourselves. You might have the food, water, gold, and silver, but ask yourself, are you truly prepared? That's why you need to visit MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com carries everything you need. Gas masks, wool blankets, fire starter kits, high-capacity magazines, chemical suits, military surplus items, and much more. Do you own a firearm? MaineMilitary.com has a large selection of pistols and rifles suited for your needs. Are your local stores sold out of ammunition? Call or visit them today for prices on hard-to-find ammo and bulk ammo orders. You don't need to worry about having a military surplus store in your area because MaineMilitary.com is the only store you'll ever need, all from the comfort of your computer. Visit them online today at MaineMilitary.com. That's Maine, like the state, military.com. Or call them at 1-877-608-0179. That's 1-877-608-0179.
Berkey Security Pack is your one-stop solution for unexpected emergencies. It provides you with purified water, light, power, and communications ability. The Security Pack includes a Berkey Light water purifier, an LED base, two Berkey Sport filtration bottles, the Berkey battery adapter, the Berkey MP solar charger, as well as a backup set of two Black Berkey purification elements. The Berkey Security Pack is important every day and a must during emergencies because it provides purified water, long-term low-energy lighting, backup battery power for your Berkey LEDs, free long-term solar power for communications devices such as radios, walkie-talkies, and cell phones, as well as power for small applications. Get the one-stop solution for your emergency and everyday needs. The Berkey Security Pack, a retail value of $518 for only $399 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Not yet available in Iowa.
This is Elizabeth Border, author of the two-book set, America Attacked and Chaos and Chemtrails. I wrote these books because I believe that every American should have the vital chemtrails research info. I was much heartened and encouraged when a radio listener recently wrote me, quote, "You are truly a great writer, so clear and powerful and thorough in your communication. You have the strength to forge ahead in the midst of darkness, and you also believe in the power of goodness and truth. I hope you listeners will order these crucial books. Send your check for $32 post-paid to Radio Liberty, P.O. Box 969, Soquel, S-O-Q-U-E-L, California, 95073. $32 to Radio Liberty, Box 969, Soquel, California, 95073. Or call 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Well, Dr. Stan, back here at the Genesis Communication Network. Our guest is Dr. Dennis Cuddy, and here we're beginning to talk about today of the 8th anniversary of the attack on the World Trade Center. And the question is, what really happened that day? I mean, have we been told the truth? Or, well, Dr. Cuddy, you pick up the story.
Sure. And the way I prefaced it was President Obama was delivering certain messages today at various ceremonies, and it would have been the easiest thing in the world for him at the end of that thing and to, you know, allay these rumors of conspiracies. I am announcing today a release to the media of one of the surveillance tapes outside the Pentagon showing the huge plane going into the tiny little hole, because the hole was very small. Most pictures the media shows is after the facade has collapsed, which was like 30 minutes after the hit. But there are videotapes of the wall before the collapse, and I mean that hole is small. I don't see how a huge plane could have gotten in there. So anyway, he could do it. He isn't, because he's controlled just like the rest of them. So with the 8th anniversary that we have of 9/11, there are, I'm a little frustrated with this stuff, there are a number of groups, well-intentioned, wonderful groups, who continue to claim that the government has not revealed the complete truth about what transpired relevant to that tragic event. And that's right. They're correct. Unfortunately, this is my frustration, most of those groups spend a lot of their time investigating such things as the possible use of thermite in collapsing the World Trade Center towers. That's fine. I'm not saying they shouldn't. It's, you know, fine, great, more power to them, do it. But what bothers me is that is sort of along the lines of proving that there is something secretive, something hidden, something we haven't been told. It doesn't get beyond that to the who or the why. And unfortunately, it almost seems as though a lot of the points that I raised in my two books, September 11, Prior Knowledge, and the second book, Cover Up, Government Spin or Truth, they don't spend much time with those other things, which could easily be answered if somebody demanded it and the government came through with answers, which they should be required to do. And those things would get us more towards the who and the why of this, what's going on. And so I raised a lot of these questions, and I'm going through about 20 of them here because they're very relevant even for today. First, I ask, has anyone interviewed all the children? Now, this is easy. Interviewed all the children who brought cameras to school that day to take pictures of the event to find out how they knew something was going to happen. One example is a boy at New Utrecht High School in Brooklyn on September 6, 2001, said, quote, now this is 5 days before 9/11. He said, quote, do you see those two buildings, the World Trade Center towers? They won't be standing there next week. You know, this isn't some vague generality. He's talking about those buildings and next week, not, you know, sometime in the future, next week. So the point is, these children are known. You know, they're in school. They have school records. You know, it's the easiest thing in the world for somebody to say, hi, you know, little so-and-so, how'd you know? You know, but we're you know, it's like the kids don't exist anymore. You know, where do they go to? Secondly, has anyone pursued the question of how two almost pristine passports of the hijackers in New York and Pennsylvania survived when nearly everything else from those planes was either incinerated or vaporized? I remember getting one off the internet from the FBI's website, and like a week later, it wasn't there anymore. This picture of one of the terrorists. You know, they yanked that down.
Not the terrorist, but it was a terrorist passport, and
right.
Somehow it did get, in fact, it was pristine. It somehow got out of the flaming wreckage there in the
right.
North Tower and drifted down to the sidewalk and was picked up, and that's how they knew who one of the terrorists was. But how did that passport get out of the backpack of the terrorists and get out of the flaming wreckage of the plane and then the flaming wreckage of the building and just drift out of the sidewalk? That is the most ridiculous story, and yet why doesn't anybody ever question that? And the same thing happened at of course, at Shanksville as well.
Right. Same thing in Pennsylvania. You know, who would have thunk? What a surprise. What a coincidence. Number three, has anyone asked the government how they were able to have complete bios of all the hijackers shortly after the event, unless the government already had files on them and would therefore have been monitoring them to some degree? You know, how did they do that? There's supposed to be some sort of bumbling boobs in advance, not knowing, you know, anything about anybody. Golly shucks, we're caught totally off guard. But then shortly thereafter, okay, here's the bios of all these guys. All these guys who, by the way, you know, were incinerated, you know, vaporized, demolished. It's not like they could run around getting their fingerprints out of the, you know, the burning wreckage of the World Trade Center. Number four. Has anyone filed a Freedom of Information request, for example, with the government to see if they were monitoring hijack ringleader Mohammed Atta in the U.S. prior to the event, as German intelligence believed we were? And that's a fact. German intelligence said, you know, we got a feeling that they granted this guy that passport so easily here in Germany so that they could keep an eye on him once he was over there. And the sort of complicit nature of this is evident when you consider the fact that the INS, Immigration Naturalization Service, allowed Mohammed Atta to enter the U.S. three times, not once, not twice, but three times on a tourist visa in 2001, even though the officials, they knew the visa had expired in 2000. you know, to try and get away with that yourself sometimes, three times coming into a country, and say, sure, yeah, right, why not, even though we know your visa expired in 2000.
Dennis, we're going to have to pick this up next week, but we'll look forward to having you back, and thanks very much, and I agree with you. Nobody wants to ask these questions because the media is controlled, our reality is controlled, there is an invisible government that forms our tastes and forms our ideas and shapes our views. God bless. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. Bye. Okay. Well, I hope you enjoyed the interview with Dr. Dennis Cuddy. And, of course, this is the time I really want. Hopefully they're going to pick that up. I hope our producer will pick that up. Oh, there we are. Thank you so very much. And, of course, this is the time I need to remind our listeners that my ministry, Radio Liberty, is primarily listener-supported. If you're in a position to help, give us a call, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. And then, of course, we want to remind you about the all-day conference we're going to have on the 25th of October. We're bringing in speakers from across the country. Should be a great program. Dr. Catherine Albrecht will be here, Will Grigg, Tom Horn of Ashley Moat, and I'll be giving a talk as well. For serving lunch, you're going to need a reservation. Give us a call at 1-800-544-8927. They're going to have reservations. Why, they'll only hold, of course, the block of rooms until the 25th of September. And then, of course, we have a great new 4-CD set on the swine flu vaccine. A great new 4-CD set on the shock. And, of course, this is the book that's having such a profound impact on Christendom. Sold 5 million copies. Totally heretical, and you need to understand what is really saying. Certainly, if you haven't yet seen the DVD on Mercury Autism and the Global Vaccine Campaign, why, of course, we have that. Dr. David Ayoub, it's got an extra CD-ROM in there with 1,000 or more pages of notes, documents. The fact the government knows they're poisoning our children. They know they're poisoning our children, and they're doing it anyway. And then, of course, we have Dr. Blaylock's excellent DVD, Vaccines and Brain Development. We have a 4-CD set on vaccine update 2009, right up to date. A 4-tape set or CD set on the Gardasil vaccine. Oh, so much of Radio Liberty. Let me suggest Neil Miller's wonderful little book on Are Vaccines Safe and Effective? His little book on autism. It's the congressional hearings you never heard about because they were suppressed by the media. And then, of course, his major book, the Vaccine Safety Manual. All of this is available by calling 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. You need to get this information. And, you know, I think we're having an effect. It's said that almost half the American people are not going to take the swine flu. 60% of the doctors say they're not going to take it because they don't think it's safe. And it hasn't been proven to be safe. And certainly, this whole thing is a scam, and the question is it to cover up something else? The collapse of our currency, what's happening economically, the coming war with Iran. I'm not sure what it's all about. Maybe it's just population control, and they're going to put statins in there and destroy the lives of countless millions of American children. We're dealing with organized evil. If you haven't read Brotherhood of Darkness, you need to get it. And then please pray for America, but pray for Radio Liberty, for our provision and our protection.
It's no secret that Genesis Communications Network depends on listeners like you. Now you can do even more to hear Genesis shows in your area. Simply call your local radio stations and tell them about your favorite GCN programs. It's easy. Log on to GCNlive.com or call us toll-free, 877-807-4048. Make a difference. Call your local stations and contact us through affiliate relations at GCNlive.com or call 877-807-4048. Call today.
We the People grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, then carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-